Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi-Furnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Fatal accident in Christchurch. On this day, May 30th in the year 1832, a report was carried in the Barbadian newspaper related to a fatal accident near Coverley Plantation, Christchurch. According to the report, the accident occurred on Saturday, May 26, between 8 and 9 p.m., when Messrs. Joseph and Edward Evelyn were leaving Coverley Plantation to return to their respective homes. Details reveal that the two men were traveling in a horse-drawn gig. Quote, when the horse took fright at an object in the road, which caused him to set off at full gallop. After running for several minutes, the gig overturned in a descending part of a very bad and irregular road when the two gentlemen were thrown out, end quote. When assistance arrived at the scene of the accident, Mr. Edward Evelyn was in an unconscious state and remained in that state until his death on the following Monday, May 28th. It was later discovered that he had succumbed to a concussion of the brain. The tragic death of Edward Evelyn was particularly sad because, as marriage records reveal, Edward Thomas Evelyn was joined in marriage to Mary Merchant on March 21, 1831, and at the time of his passing, he was still virtually a newlywed, having been married for only 14 months. Further reporting detailed that she was expecting their child in a few weeks. The newspaper report honored Edward as a, quote, worthy man, amiable in domestic life, and a valuable member of society, end quote. According to his burial records, they lived at Cotton Coast, Christchurch. History records the location of the Cotton Coast as the area located in the section of Hastings, which is immediately southeast of St. Anne's Garrison. Additionally, Cotton House Bay is a part of the area now named Enterprise Beach and fondly referred to as Miami Beach. According to historian Sir Woodville Marshall, the area called Cotton Coast and Cotton House Bay most likely gained the name because, quote, the bay and adjoining coastal area were deeply involved in cotton production from the earliest days of English settlement, end quote. Professor Marshall further states that, quote, presumably, cotton grown on the lands around the bay was cleared and stored in the cotton houses on the bay before being transshipped to Bridgetown, end quote. As it relates to the other accident victim, reports regarding Joseph Evelyn stated that while he was severely wounded and bruised in the accident, he was steadily recovering. The report stated that the gig overturned in a descending part of a very bad and irregular road. From that description, it is possible that the Evelyns could have been traveling along any of the winding hilly roads leading to the Cotton Coast between Wilcox Hill and Oystens Hill. The report reminded readers that the fatal accident, quote, ought to prove a useful lesson, a solemn warning to be ready, for we know not when the thread of life may be snapped asunder. We can place no dependence on the continuance of earthly happiness, end quote. Yesteryear, as it is today, vehicular accidents were a part of the reality of life, whether animal-drawn or motorized. In some instances, they proved to be fatal. So on this day, May 30th in the year 1832, a report in the Barbadian carried the unfortunate circumstances of one such tragic incident.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.